Coach, now in your first year at Caldwell, what's it been like so far? How do you feel like the guys are buying in?
I'm excited about it. I think we've got a good group of upperclassmen kids that seem to have bought in really well. We will see as time goes on. So far as our off-season program, our strength and conditioning program in the spring and then the summer as well, I will say our kids work really, really hard, and I'm proud of that. The workload goes up during football season quite a bit. What's required of them, the investment that's required of them goes up quite a bit. But, it takes what it takes to be successful. And so fortunately, we'll find out pretty quickly whether we're willing to do what it takes to earn that success.
Let me ask you a little bit about you. What's your philosophy on offense? What kind of offense do you like to run? Is it spread? Is it more of a power eye?
My philosophy is I really like getting first downs and scoring points. That's our philosophy. Now we'll be multiple, and honestly, that what it looks like sometimes can change week to week, and depending on what we've got, what personnel we've got, where we feel like we might have some advantages or some disadvantages, and so what we will do kind of comes down to what we feel like we have from a personnel standpoint. If we've got a quarterback that can run and throw the football, we'll try to emphasize that. If we've got some great backs, we'll try to get them the ball. If we've got better wideouts, then we try to get those guys the ball. And if we have three or four good wideouts, then we'll be in some more three or four sets. If we have a tight end, we'll use that, and if we have a lot of weapons, then we will use a lot of different personnel groupings and formations to try to put them in positions to stress defenses and attack people, hopefully within what we feel like suits our kids and what we're strong at.
Caldwell's got good history, history of winning ball games. So what would it mean, you think, for these guys to get back to the postseason? How would that work? Being your first year as well, that would be pretty nice.
Well, it would be awesome. It would be. Me, like a lot of people, I have high expectations and I'm very optimistic. But at the same time, what your district looks like and all your opponents, those are things that I try not to worry too much about. Try to go day by day and focus on the group that we've got. All we can control is what we're doing with our kids and trying to get the most out of them. And so, the result is going to take care of itself, and we're trying to go day by day and get our coaching staff prepared to get the most out of our kids and get them prepared for one practice, one ball game at a time.